Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Karish reporting. Barack Obama made history Friday, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit Hiroshima, where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb on August 6, 1945, towards the end of World War II. After Obama laid a wreath at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial, he spoke of how the event should never be forgotten.
71 years ago, on a bright, cloudless morning, death fell from the sky and the world was changed. A flash of light and a wall of fire destroyed a city and demonstrated that mankind possessed the means to destroy itself.
Obama went on to say he came to honor those killed in the bombing. He did not apologize for the decision to bomb Hiroshima and underscored the friendship formed between the two former enemies. On the final day of the G7 summit, leaders of the world's richest economies said that if British voters choose to exit the European Union in next month's referendum, it could have disastrous effects for the global economy.
The second alliance.
French President François Hollande says it's one of the most significant problems facing the world economy. The most recent opinion polls indicate that those favoring Britain's exit from the EU have a slim lead over those wanting to stay in the Union. For more, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA. An Iranian diplomat has rejected